As the Senate confirmation hearing for Amy Coney Barrett continues this week, Senator Dianne Feinstein, the most senior-ranking Democrat, is leading the charge to block her from becoming a Supreme Court justice. In her opening remarks today, Feinstein signaled that Democrats would focus on health care and the assumption that Judge Barrett would strike down the Affordable Care Act if confirmed.
Most importantly, health care coverage for millions of Americans is at stake with this nomination. We will examine the consequences if, and that's a big if, Republicans succeed in rushing this nomination through the Senate before the next president takes office.
But not all Democrats are confident in Senator Feinstein's role this week. And for more, let's bring in Marisa Lagos, political correspondent with KQED in San Francisco. Welcome.
Hey, Tanya.
So we're hearing that some Democrats are privately wondering whether Senator Feinstein is the fighter they really want, going head to head with Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Remind us what some of their concerns are.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to note that, you know, Feinstein's long been a more moderate Democrat her entire career. And so in California, progressives have always kind of lashed out at what they see as her being a little bit too bipartisan, quite frankly. But I think in recent years, there's also been a concern that maybe she is just slowing down a little bit. She's 87 years old. She, during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, met with Christine Blasey Ford ahead of time and actually kept secret some of those allegations at Christine Blasey Ford's request. But that angered Democrats, and I don't think they felt like she came into those hearings with a real strategy. And so I think that what we're hearing now is a kind of broader concern about these hearings, but also about if Democrats do retake the Senate, will she be up to the job of chairing this very powerful committee that Republicans have used very effectively during their time in power?
But at the same time, there really are limits to what one leader can do. Is there even really the sense that any of these votes are up for grabs?
No, and I think, you know, Democrats have to sort of think about what they can accomplish here. I mean, the truth is they probably have more power in sort of what happens outside of the committee in terms of political pressure on senators of the opposite party than they might in actually convincing one of their colleagues not to vote for her nomination. But clearly this is a strategy, and I think it's important to note that it feels already just in the first few hours that there's more of a strategy here than there was at the beginning of Kavanaugh, which is to really hammer on the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, maybe that if there's a couple of vulnerable senators, I mean, they only need a few, right, that they could really kind of be speaking more directly to the American people.
Okay, so there seems to be more of a strategy than there was during the Kavanaugh hearings. But zooming out here, there is a wing of the Democratic Party that would like to see the party move in a certain direction. I mean, commit to things like ending the filibuster, something Senator Feinstein has said she's not in favor of. Can you think of a time when there's ever been a split this big within the Democratic Party?
You know, there's the generational differences, but there's also just the policy differences. And like I said, I mean, back to the time, you know, when Dianne Feinstein took over as mayor after the horrible assassinations of Harvey Milk and George Moscone, she has really struck a very moderate tone. And I think what critics of Dianne Feinstein would say is that she is kind of a bygone era that Republicans are not interested in participating in, even if some Democrats still want to preserve that time.
Marisa Lagos, political correspondent with KQED in San Francisco. As always, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Tanya.